Hello and welcome to another episode of Epic Epilogues. Epilogues are little glimpses into the wider theatre world around a play. They are often quite reasonably cut from productions because they're talking to an audience who've been dead 400 odd years. But we do them anyway. Today we're looking at the epilogue to Parasitasta, or The Faun by John Marston. From around 1604, five-ish, with maybe some rewrites before publishing in 1606. The parasitasta, the Faun of the title, is a parasite, a hanger-on, and, well, you don't really need to know much more at this time. I'm not going to go into the plot because it is fiddly and explaining it possibly won't help you very much. There is, however, a full reading and discussion of the play on our YouTube channel. Links in the show description. The play is a boys' company play, specifically the Children of the Queen's Revels, performing at the Blackfriars Theatre, and like other Marston and also Ben Jonson plays for the boys, it uses the prologue and epilogue to really dig into the question of critical judgment about how the audience should, and more importantly shouldn't, react to the text performed before them. And like previous episodes, I will be discussing this via the medium of the relatively modern pop song.
And thus, in bold yet modest phrase, we end.
Bold yet modest. Like a stripe of signature colour in your aunt's living room. Though he says he's ending, Marston goes on. And in typical Taylor Swift fashion, says, haters gonna hate.
He whose Talia with swiftest hand hath penned this lighter subject, and hath boldly torn fresh bays from Daphne's arm, doth only scorn malicious censures of some envious few, who think they lose if others have their due.
Now shake it out. And again, with the Taylor Swift angle, the haters are presented as snakes. Look what you made me do. See the prologue to the arraignment.
But let such adders hiss. Know all the sting, all the vain foam of all those snakes that ring Minerva's glassful shield can never taint, poison, or pierce. Firm art disdains to faint.
Whatever, haters. The fans, they know where I'm at. And the fans will judge the new album at the new play fairly, because they get it.
But yet, of you that with impartial faces, with no prepared malice, but with graces of sober knowledge, have surveyed the frame of his slight scene, if you shall judge his flame distemperately weak, as faulty, much in style, in plot, in spirit, lo, if such he deigns in self-accusing phrase to crave not praise but pardon, which he hopes to have.
And then, asking for the fans to be kind, he makes the kind of Taylor Swift statement that would come maybe pre-1989. I want love, not admiration.
Since he protests he ever hath aspired to be beloved rather than admired.
Yikes, that's not a good headspace to be at. Turn it around. This won't be the last you'll be hearing of Marston. There's a fair amount of material on the way, and I suspect he will be a mainstay of some of our live upcoming shows in the distant future. But for now, I've been your host, Robert Crichton. The Faun, performed by the fabulous Fiona Thrale.
And thus, in bold yet modest phrase, we end. He whose Talia with swiftest hand hath penned this lighter subject, and hath boldly torn fresh bays from Daphne's arm, doth only scorn malicious censures of some envious few, who think they lose if others have their due. But let such adders hiss, know all the sting, all the vain foam of all those snakes that ring Minerva's glassful shield can never taint, poison, or pierce. Firm art disdains to faint. But yet, of you that with impartial faces, with no prepared malice, but with graces of sober knowledge, have surveyed the frame of his slight scene, if you shall judge his flame distemperately weak, as faulty much in style, in plot, in spirit, lo, if such he deigns in self-accusing phrase to crave not praise, but pardon, which he hopes to have, since he protests he ever hath aspired to be beloved rather than admired.
Links and details to all the wonderful Fiona Thrailness can be found in our show description.
To be beloved rather than admired, 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 than admired.